And I don't think I could ever go to a psychiatrist, though. I have such contempt. Oh, now I'm beginning to.
Go ahead.
I do have great contempt for psychiatrists. I don't know how that they stay in business. And it's even more and more reinforced as I do my research on my project. The awful, terrible things these medical people have done to gays over the years. It's criminal. It really is criminal. It's awful, the things that...
And are you talking about Toronto or Canada, or are you talking about the United States?
I'm talking about the profession
in general
of psychiatry, psychology, and psychoanalysis. Psychoanalysts. And the things that they have perpetrated as a group of people in terms of their so-called asinine research that they've been, so-called research and so-called science and so-called this and that and the other. It's all crap. All of it's crap. They know simply nothing about what they're doing. They're messing around with people's lives. And I think they've done more damage and more destruction than we'll ever know, really.
Do you have any personal examples?
Personal examples.
Or friends that you knew? Or...
No, I should have some personal examples. But I know of sort of case examples of things that have happened. For example, a person who... one of the clients at the Gay Counseling Center was put through this behavior modification thing. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
Behavior mod. And now he's the behavior mod took the form of being sort of disgusted with gay sex, but he's never been able to perform in any other way sexually. So now he's taking counseling at the center to get over this, to get him at least some sort of satisfaction out of gay sex, if nothing else. And he's trying to get over this hump of having been conditioned out of gay sexual relationships.
How old is this person?
Oh, I don't know how old he is, because I've just told out the case. Oh, and I don't know him personally.
Oh, because I wonder whether the behavior modification was done in the 50s, 60s, 70s?
Well, it was done in the early 70s, I know that much.
Recently.
So that would be 10 years ago anyway. So I imagine he would be, I don't know how old he is, but I was told about this situation by one of the counselors. And I don't know his name or who he is or his age. But I was told of that as an example. I should have more examples of that. Well, I know I'm familiar with the research that's been done. And of changing, you know, and the claims that psychoanalysts have made to changing people's orientation. And absolutely none of it, just absolutely none of it, stands up to any kind of scientific scrutiny. None of it does, not one word. And yet, this material is distributed all over the place, and everybody's reading it. And it goes on, and it's in perfectly legitimate journals, like the psychiatric journals and so on, that are... they're perfectly legitimate. People swallow this stuff, and it's simply erroneous and untrue. And they're making very, very dubious claims to cures and treatment and changing people, and they have no business doing this. And they're all, and many of them are doing it. And even till fairly recent times, it's less of it now. In the 50s and 60s, it was just horrendous. The shit they were writing about. But there's less of it around now. Although I came across a book recently written by a psychoanalytic social worker, who's the same old shit all over again. I wrote him a letter. I said, you know, just exactly what he's saying. And I challenged all sorts of statements that he made in the book. I didn't hear from him. I don't. When you asked me, do I know anybody specifically who's been damaged in that way by that kind of treatment? I guess I actually don't know anybody personally. Besides, even if I did, the damage is if I see a person who's sort of mixed up, it'd be very hard to attribute his being mixed up to a specific kind of therapy anyway. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd be making right. the same mistake as they're making and attributing it to that, wouldn't I?
Yes. So well, sometimes it's kind of obvious, like that this guy is going for help.
Yeah, well, that's sort of a clear cut one.
Yes.